You have African-American rappers saying N-word this and N-word that, but a Caucasian can't.
So say it.
Say what?
Say the word you want to say.
I'm not saying that I want to say it. I'm just saying that I can't.
Sure you can. Say it. Say it right now. I will say it with you.
Okay. This is hypocritical. You know we can't.
Sure you can. This is America. Both of you. Say it.
All right, I think we can move on.
Why? Why move on when you want to say both?
Well, shit. What are y'all doing? Screwing? I feel like y'all all out there screwing, and here I am just sitting. Well, screw on.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nattheasshole.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on, fool. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 399. I'm your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of the Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka ASAP Stocky, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, aka the Pod Father, aka Rowdy Potty Piper, aka Pod Girly, and my last aka... Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. Now what I would like for have all you lazy, inconsistent, boring ass podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sound like. Now hit the music. Alright, and I'm joined by my lovely, elegant, daunting, always be shopping co-host Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl Queen Germ, aka Miss Savannah, aka I'm educated yet ignorant, aka the Queen of QVC, aka Bipolar Mom, aka I Hear No One, aka My Cups Runneth Over, aka A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, aka My Afro Is My Halo, aka and my favorite of them all is none other than your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Don't forget we have a voicemail where you can call in, leave a voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. Don't forget about our Patreon, where you can join for as little as a dollar. You can get VIP access for three and get shouted on the show. Like our latest Patreon, we have Show Haramato. We got A. Coker. We got J. Cutherspin? I don't know. And yeah. So you could be just like those three, get shouted out on the show, and become a patron of Nappy Afro and get VIP access to a lot of stuff. And the easiest way you can help us out is by sharing it, retweeting, reblogging, and adding it to your story, telling a friend, just helping us spread the word about the Frocast. We really would appreciate it. So, Queen Germ, all the panders out of the way, got to ask you, how was your week?
My week has been going pretty good. I just don't understand how, I don't know. Some people are supposed to be smart, and they are very dumb. I work with quite a few of them. And it's just like, you try to get more work out of a nigga when they working from home than you do when they working at the damn place. Like, the most Zoom calls I've ever known to man is just like, they just don't stop. You want to meet, you could have sent me an email. Like, for real, for real. And they don't understand that at all. But besides that, just... getting adjusted, remaining calm with this whole process of trying to stay in the house and staying alive. That's all I can do right now. Keeping these kids hours under control, doing their homework because they ain't trying to do that either. So, you know. but it's the everyday thing. How about you?
Well, I mean, me personally, I mean, my week, I've been going to work, so I've been getting, I still live the normal life. I mean, not doing much at work, but it's, you know, I still get to get away. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trapped in the house, and, you know, I don't get to see the outside world, but it's like, you know, I'm getting used to it now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if this is how it's going to be, you know, we just going to have to get through this, you know what I'm saying, how it is. Like, my concern is for the parents of the youth that they can't really teach. Like, what do you, like, I feel sorry for them. Like, some parents have been thrusting the teachers all of a sudden. Like, they wasn't.
Well, kids can't fail, though.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, they can fail.
I mean, they can fall behind, but I don't think these kids are going to fail. Most places are not allowing kids to fail. I mean, if colleges are giving you the option of getting a U and an S versus real A, B, C, D grades, then, you know what I'm saying, nobody's going to fail. This semester has an asterisk by it on everybody's report card. Nobody can fail. I mean, and even if you do fail, you going to default to a U or an S so that they don't have to, you know, penalize you too bad. It won't mess your GPA up or nothing like that. But
okay,
they're trying to do something because they know, especially like kids at home, and everybody got different platforms. So it's like everybody does not have the same thing or the ideal situation. So some of these students are now at home where they living with their grandmama and the grandma. You know what I'm saying? People ain't got no internet, or it's a lot of people in the house. How you think these kids gonna do work when you got four kids, everybody in a different grade? I don't know this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Some of the best people wouldn't be equipped to do this. So what you think about your mama who ain't, you know what I'm saying? She might have got a high school diploma, but that might have been when they was giving them away. So this person is now having to be fluent in all these different, you know what I'm saying, courses. No, that's not going to work.
Thank God my kids are older. Jeez.
Yeah, and they pretty decent when you force them to do some work. But
Well, that's enough about our weeks. I mean, let's go ahead and get into this outline.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know who Adele is?
I do. She's an amazing singer.
Adele is an amazing singer, and a lot of her albums are pretty good, right?
Because of her love affairs.
Okay, and so now that she's getting a divorce, you know what I'm saying, she's been not ordered, but maybe it's a settlement. It's been rumored this man's about to get $170 million of her dollars.
Well, I don't believe so.
Woo!
She's worth about $180 million, and so therefore he's entitled to half, so that makes it $90 million.
Well, she got different money over there. She got euros. She got big euros worth more than
that. I mean, maybe that's what it is, but either way it go, he getting half of what she want. They claim they're going to work together.
And they get shared custody.
Yeah, I mean, they gonna
so who winning in this situation?
He winning because he getting my money, but he gonna be dead if he was dealing with me.
Why?
Because that's not okay. He didn't sing a song. He could have been motivation for a song. He could have been inspirational, but nobody is paying the people they singing about. Nobody.
I don't.
Nobody.
I don't see the problem with this.
Yeah, because that's a nigga getting one up on a woman. That's one of the most chauvinistic type of things.
That's not chauvinistic.
Y'all want to say a woman got to sit down and be quiet and do what you want them to do, and you going to do this and you going to do that, and then when a nigga time to cut a check, y'all don't care where the hell it come from. Your pride should not allow you to walk away with this woman's money. If you say she worth whatever you say she worth, even if y'all say he going to get $171 million, fine. If he going to get $171 million and that's supposed to have been representative of half of her estate, to me, a real nigga would say, okay, I'm going to do you one better. Maybe I take 25%, not half. Because if half is $171 million, he could easily live off of half. It's no reason for you to feel like you have become accustomed to my lifestyle when you don't want to be with me no more.
Okay, so
it doesn't matter.
Okay, let's have hypothetical. Let's have one of those. Let's say, for instance, you find a cure for some disease and you are mega rich. And then, you know, let's say our marriage starts dissolving.
Because your ego is bruised.
Not my ego. I'm fine. You just
that's what they're claiming is the problem, the fact that she became a superstar and whatever, they drifted apart. So chances are he didn't get pampered enough while she was going on tour and making all of this daggone money, and now you want a cut.
Yeah.
You don't get one.
So now, I feel like I won't have.
You don't.
I think you should be okay giving me half.
Like, I won't.
Why not?
I won't be.
See, that's not fair.
It is fair.
No, it's not.
It is fair. Your half is with me. So you come on and be with me, then you can get this half. But you can't take my money and go live nowhere else. No.
But the law says I'm entitled to half.
The law said a whole lot of shit. We done looked at some laws that said it was legal for you to fuck animals and shit. So just because it's in writing don't mean that's some shit you need to do.
So we went to court and they ruled.
You wouldn't go to court because after they ruled that you would be dead in the parking lot.
Why would you go to, like, that's not right.
It is right. So you should know that you're dealing with somebody that's crazy.
Me and you together, we are, this is us, then, you know, like, I feel like we've been together so long, I'm, you know, and it, vice versa. If it flipped the other way.
If it flipped the other way, nigga, you wouldn't be trying to give me no $171 million.
Yes, I would. I'd be like, yo, you know what? She was with me when I ain't had nothing, I'd give her half. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'd do that.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, because it's hypothetical. When the shit is real, that's when niggas really clam up.
Stop it.
Okay. I done seen it happen before.
Like, what you talking about?
You ain't had no millions of dollars, but I know a nigga get it talking one way, and then the money here for real, and then the next thing I know,
What? Nah.
I'm not even going to go put my business in the street. I'm not doing it here.
Let's put some business
I'm telling
in
you, it's been real life application of the fact that when shit get real, people start talking differently. That's just facts. It's just facts.
Not me.
Okay. I must be talking about some other person.
I'm just saying, like, I always give you your fair share.
It ain't even about the fair share. I'm talking about the fact that it ain't you say what you gonna do, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But what I'm talking about, when the real life dollars show up, you do what you wanna do.
I still do what I said I was gonna do.
Okay.
What did I say I was?
You're right.
No. Right. You're not gonna open this can. Nah.
I done opened it.
Okay, so.
I done poured it in the bowl and everything.
So tell me what it is then.
I'm just being real.
I don't
real.
Know what it is. I'm just looking at what is it.
Anytime.
Give me one. Just give me one.
It's been a number of different cases that you did stuff like that.
Like where? I'm finding out something new here, people. I'm finding out something new. King Jern dropped the ball. Let's hear it.
It ain't about dropping a ball. I'm talking about if it's something that is mandatory, yes, it's coming through, it's consistent. I'm talking about anything that's on top of that, the ball changes, it shifts, the
like
target
what?
Moves.
Like what? Give me an example. I'm asking.
I'll talk to you off season.
No, I want to hear it
no,
now.
I'm not doing that. No, I'm not. So you want to talk about the fact that these people got this money. For one, she did the wrong thing, which was not signing a prenup. Y'all want to be in love. Y'all want to say, oh, the nigga ain't going to do me wrong. But if you would have made the motherfucker sign a prenup, this shit wouldn't be going on.
But how do you know you was
going to
be famous, though? When did they get married? Did they get married before she was famous?
I believe so. I mean, it was in between there. I don't think it was. I mean, she probably knew him or whatever. But the fact is, they ain't signed no prenup. So that was the bullshit. You should have never did that.
Mm. Did we sign a prenup?
No, because I ain't got nothing. I mean, they want to say that they ain't got no hard feelings for each other. They going to raise their baby together and try to do blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, the people, they claim they got something together. The joint custody, he going to get half. She okay with it. I mean.
So tomorrow. You play a lottery ticket and you hit for some big money.
Yeah.
I'm getting half.
No, we together. So what are you getting half for?
Why you just can't give me half the money?
Why would I need to give you half? You entitled to get whatever I had to give you at that point.
What you mean? Why can't you have
so that mean you go divorce me then?
No.
And then you can get your half.
No, I just want you to be able to give me like,
I'm not giving you half or no. If I won $200 million, I'm gonna give you half or what, nigga?
Why not? So I could do I could do what I want with my money, you could do what you
and
want
you,
with your part.
You can get 10%.
10%?
Bruh. You didn't even buy the ticket. You didn't even call out the numbers. If I'm going to go, I mean, like, why would I be doing that? Why would I be doing that, though?
Because that's what we agreed upon.
Okay. And what you going to do with $100 million? What are you going to do? What are you going to do with it?
Just start some businesses and stuff.
Okay. Ain't nothing happening right now.
But I'm just saying. But still, I mean, but that's my whole thing, though. I would just go ahead and get your part, so you can give your money away how you want to.
Okay.
You know, you can, I want to give it. Go ahead. That's your part of the money.
Okay.
Instead of it coming out of the hole, because then it'd be problems then. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just give me your half, I get my half, and you could do what you please with your half. I could do what I please with my half.
Oh, okay.
I think that's sensible.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we could, you know, hey, let's put this in the joint one. You know what I'm saying? We could have like a little, we take a portion of our halves and put into a joint one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That
but
sounds
yeah.
real good.
Yeah. So you don't think that's a good idea?
That's great. It's awesome.
You don't agree with that, though?
I mean, I don't really feel like if we are not breaking up, why are we having stuff?
I just feel like...
If I came home and I said, nigga, I won da-da-da-da-da money. Mm-hmm. If it was $500,000, they take out taxes. I'm left with what?
About $185,000, $235,000, something like that.
They ain't gonna take half of my money. They ain't gonna take more than half of it. Oh, they only supposed to take, what, 30%, ain't it?
About 20%. Yeah, 25%, something like that.
Okay. So, if I end up with 300 and something thousand, 350, make it easy math. You want me to come off of $175,000 to give you?
Nah, you can just give me, you know, 10%.
So how does it slide then?
Because that's Mega Million money. That's different. So if you want like $3 million, yeah, I want $1 million. Yeah, give me $1 million.
Okay, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the Lord ain't let it happen, because we gonna have some problems.
Right now. If we just, like I said, if we happy, it has gonna be problems if we happy.
Why would we be happy? We have stuff when we win $100. Because yeah, that's tangible. That's easy.
Yeah, that's what
easy.
I'm saying.
But when you talking about you getting up into things, that shit, I got things I need to take care of. I got student loans. I got this.
You can pay all that
so
out your
why
hand.
I got to give you... Yeah, but my half ain't equipped. What I would do is not this. Mm-hmm. I would say we settle all of our debts, and then the money left, we can get half.
Okay, that's fine.
That would make more sense to me, because then that means we get an even half, because I got way more bills than you got.
Yeah.
So if I take my money and do responsible stuff with my money, you end up with more money than I got. Yeah, because you got more free money.
Why are you pocket watching me, though?
I ain't. It's my shit. did you just not say that I won the Mega Millions?
Yeah, but I mean...
There you have it. It's my money.
But you don't have to pocket watch me, though. You don't got to worry about what I'm doing.
I don't have to worry about it. But I'm just telling you, numbers is what I do. So therefore, looking at the value of what I have won, if I'm going to split it 50-50, I'm going to say the proceeds, we're going to split 50-50. So after I take care of everybody's debts, mine and yours, then once we come out and we got this amount of money, then we can say 50-50.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Okay, then. I mean, we made an agreement. It's all good.
Look at that. See, I told you. See how easy that was?
It wasn't.
And then even if it came to that, I would be like, you know what? You could take your school debt or whatever, your debt, out of my portion. I'd be like, just take it out of my part. You ain't got to spend yours, spend mine. It don't matter.
Yeah, because it was free money.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
But that's what I'm saying. That hers is not free money. This woman worked her butt off. Mm. She been through bad relationships. And I know she's going to have some good... This next album going to be good.
But you don't talk about me in Muslim, so I was your muse.
It don't even matter. You're going to be even more my muse when I tie this rock around your damn ankle and flip
now.
You over there.
I'm rich now.
Listen, it ain't going to matter.
You see me on Instagram smiling and cheesing and happy, and she can, this nigga never smile with me. Mm-hmm. Me cheesing like a motherfucker.
Right before the bullets fly.
So you're going to go to prison, and then you're going to, you know, like, that's crazy.
With that kind of money, she can kill him and not worry about it.
Oh, no. Nah,
$171 million? Mm. Yeah, man. He can get missing.
She took a loss. But yeah, so shout out to Adele, man. Can't wait for the new album. What's it going to be called? Like 29, 30?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know how she numbers her albums. Like, is it her age when she recorded? Like, I don't understand.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I mean, you can Google it if you want to know, but I don't believe that's
what
it was.
Yeah, because she wasn't 19 when 19.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't believe that's what it was. So, I mean.
So, yeah, it can't be that.
I don't
so
think that's it.
We just shot that down.
Yeah, but, I mean, my biggest thing is people need to realize that shit is not cool. And I'm going to always say what I say.
Yeah.
Is that a nigga shouldn't feel that comfortable taking that kind of money from no woman. I can understand if you say you needed some seed money for you to get your life on, and you got... Like I say, out of the $171 million, you took $20 million, you took $30 million. You're going to have to take something that's substantially less than what the paper say that you are owed. Because why would you think that you deserve this kind of money? You don't deserve this kind of money.
Okay, so let's say we were in this situation, the numbers what it was. How much would you comfortably feel like, okay, I'm okay with that?
I'm okay with you giving me or me giving you?
No. You Adele and I'm Adele's husband. And
yeah, $30 million.
$30 million? Yeah. That's it.
Nigga, so, what are you doing? You 40 You can live the rest of your life and not spend no $30 million. What do you need it for?
So, if I settle, we can settle on $100 million?
No. Ain't no way. Like, now you just being greedy. You don't need that. You finna go and have a lavish life with a woman with my money.
I'm used to living a lavish life.
Okay. Well, we finna downscale it. I'm finna tell you right now. Hell to the no. You telling me, for one, I already got to live in the same city with you because we got joint custody.
Yeah.
So we going to have to live in the same city.
Yes.
I don't need to come over there to a motherfucking house that I don't pay for that you fucking a bitch in. Nah, nigga. You finna get to be regular real quick.
Stepmama said.
Regular. I don't give a fuck about her.
Stepmama said, this is my kid now. Like, when she,
and you going to fuck around and not see this child too. Let a bitch tell me that about my turn.
Stepmama said, this is my kid now.
Okay, like, y'all keep right on. All y'all niggas is getting his Christmas cards and shit because you won't see mine. You won't.
The judge said, I got to see my kid.
Like I said, you got to see him.
Yeah.
You going to see him through the glass wall just like them people going to see their people visitation. At the hospital and coronavirus time.
I got visitation.
Okay. If you say so. Yeah, all I can tell you is you won't be coming to get my money and doing
every
all
other
that.
Weekend, and 1 month in the summer.
Mm-mm. We live in the same city. You get this nigga. He gonna catch the bus at your house 1 week. He can catch the bus from my house the next week. I ain't doing all that shit. You have him for 7 days. You want him? You and your people play house. Y'all watch this child for these next 7 days.
Yeah. Have a good time for a whole week.
Yeah, and got to be
big fun. Big fun. Speaking of big fun, Young Jeezy. Or Jeezy, as he's known now. I don't think he's Young Jeezy anymore. But just Jeezy. He's allegedly engaged to Jenny May from The Talk. Or is The Talk, right? Or The View? Or it's one
I don't know. She looked like a regular-ass broad to me. So.
You know, Jeezy and her just got engaged not too long ago. Probably like, you know, sometime in 19. And, you know, they moving fast. And, you know, Jeezy's getting engaged. Do you feel anything about this?
I mean, he is not somebody that I found attractive or admired in any way. I mean, I like his music or whatever, some of the little stuff I done heard over the years. But, I mean, I don't know. It makes me feel a little uneasy because you know how I feel about the other stuff.
Yeah, especially because he had a baby mama that was a sister and he ain't married her.
And that just adds insult to injury. Yeah. I mean, it's just like...
They was engaged, too.
I mean, and I don't know. I don't know what they want to do. Everybody don't feel like, you know what I'm saying? These niggas don't feel like they did something until they get with the exotic bras. They want to go out there and step out and want to do something different. But they don't understand that most of these people ain't with you nothing but what you bring to the table.
Mm.
If you was a regular ass dude, whatever your real name is.
Jay Jenkins.
You would have just been him. That she would have been looking at like, oh, nigga, you could wash my car or some shit.
Damn.
But you couldn't take me out.
Mm.
But now that you got money... She willing to talk to you, and you just falling head over heels for some regular ass foreigner. Mm. Like I'm not understanding.
Have you ever dated outside your race?
No, I have not.
Never.
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 Never. Like I talk to people, but you talking about like actually dealt with them? No.
Okay. You don't think you could?
No.
Not even like date, like you know.
Just I
like
mean, that. I went out to get something to eat. Is that what you want to call it?
No, I'm just saying, like, could you just like date, like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, nah. I ain't say you know be in a relationship, but just like you know, we can go out and see if we like each other.
Not really. I'm just too niggerish, I guess. I say all the wrong things.
Okay.
I know I would offend people of other ethnicities. So no. How about you?
No, never.
Sound like that's something that's on your to-do list? That's on your
bucket list? No, it's not on my to-do list, man. Oh, okay. I just never, you know, never have. I've always been attracted to black women. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say, she's not, I mean, but it just don't do nothing for me. Like, you know, no disrespect to any white women out there that listen to the show. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I just, you know, never been attracted to y'all. I mean, it's just my thing.
Mm.
I love black women. Different shades.
Not even the white lady that tried to holler at you that day?
No. And then the ones that be trying to holler be the ones like, I would never give you a chance. Like, never. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I don't get it.
Never?
Never. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Ever, ever?
Like, the ones that holler at me usually missing teeth.
That lady wasn't missing no teeth.
Which one?
The lady said that she liked your shoes or something.
Where was this at?
Something you said that the lady had said. I think that was when the lady had.
Oh, you talking about the Brooks when I became the Brooks Bandit.
Some
Mr.
Sensible
Shoes, yeah. Oh, exactly. She had a office body where like she'd sit down all day. She's like the secretary at the school. And like I said, it's always the one. Then she was like about in her 40s, over 40. You know what I'm saying?
And you're not.
But still though, I mean, nah.
So you think that you finna pull some young ass broad?
What you mean? I don't think I'm gonna get no old woman.
Nigga, she the same age you are. She ain't old. Talking about she old like she was 60. The lady was the same age as you are. She was
older than me.
She wasn't. White people look bad. I'm saying. She was probably 40.
Her name was Barbara or something like that. She's like a Barbara. You know what I'm saying? Like Barb or Karen, you know what I'm saying?
He done sized her up.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
He obviously was thinking about that thing.
No, I just, like, I forgot about it because it was something I want to forget about.
Okay.
I was like, is this the kind of juice I'm giving off? Like, this is the sauce I got? These are the kind of women that think they got a chance for King Jern.
You got the women at the job trying to holler at you?
No.
Hey, handsome, or whatever. You did. Nigga tried to get off the phone with me at the job so that he could talk to the
broad. No, I did not try to get off the phone with you so I could talk to
her. Now you got a bad signal.
No.
Connection failing. Okay.
It always do that.
Okay.
In the science and math building.
But you should have known that before you brought your ass in there and got off the phone with me. But you didn't. You wanted to get off the phone because you wanted to tell Susie.
If I move
quick,
if I move fast, it won't cut off.
Well, when you getting told, hey, handsome, then you had to slow down to talk.
No, I didn't slow down to talk. I kept it moving. Because then you was like, did she say that? I was like, did she say that?
And niggas like to play. Now you can't fucking hear.
And see, but like I said, so no, I haven't dated outside my race. Have no, you know,
okay.
No desire.
But that lady at the job wasn't outside your race.
She was outside my race.
Oh, she was white too?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But I guess they know that's what you like.
Oh, no. Old white. That's why I was like, an older white woman. I was just like, that's not the kind of sauce I'm giving off.
Yeah, she said, hey.
If that's the sauce I'm giving off, I'm 100,000% washed.
She said, she can bring you into the fold. That's what she said.
No, sorry. Not going to happen. So, congratulations to Young Jeezy and Jenny Mae, man. You know, wish y'all well.
In this day and time, we ain't got no business dating outside like that, no way. Shoot, she might have the COVID.
Hey, this nigga still
you
out here.
You gonna just go and marry the COVID?
Listen, this nigga still out here eating girls' asses that they just met having sex with. First of all, why are y'all having sex with people during a quarantine? Secondly, why are y'all out here eating these random ass? Y'all niggas is crazy. Y'all, Shorty, he don't believe me, but I said ass eating started the COVID. And that's what it is. And these niggas ain't stopped eating ass. And they still doing it during the COVID. So it's about to get bad out here, people.
They said this is the peak time.
Why do they know that? How is this the peak week? How do they know? They're like, yo, stay out of the stores. Wear your mask. Stay home this week. This is the bad week. Like, what do they know?
I don't know, but I'm staying home.
Mm. But I still got to go to work.
See? Rona got him. And another one.
Oh, I'm sorry, people.
Yeah, but when I was sick, the nigga was trying to make it seem like I couldn't cough on the show.
I'm self-medicating, though. It's different.
It don't even matter, nigga. I was dying.
You know how many people listen to this show, smoke weed, and listen to this show? And, you know, they coughing along right with me.
Okay, they ain't coughing when you coughing.
They might.
Okay.
You never know.
They could have coughed when I was coughing, too, then.
Yeah, they probably would. They was like, yo, Queen Jermo just smoking that gas this week.
Mm-mm.
But they didn't know that you was dealing with an upper respiratory infection.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's
yeah.
That's what it was.
Since we already rolling into the quarantine, the corona talk, since we're still quarantined, how are you doing, like, emotionally, like, mentally and stuff, like, not being able to continue your routine? How is it going for you?
I mean, I'm dealing, but I don't like this at all. This shit done got old. I mean, it's passed by ridiculous.
Okay.
I have had enough. Because just going outside, I mean, just to have to think about everything you touch, what you're doing, where you're going, paranoid. My hands are hella dry. It don't matter if you put lotion on, because if I wash my hands now and I touch something else and I think about it, then I got to get up again and wash my hands again. And I'm going and did this, got to wash my hands again. So it's just like, it's a lot going on. I even was watching the news earlier today, and the damn man was reporting with a fucking mask on. I'm like, bro, where the fuck are you? I'm sure if you 6 feet away from whatever else is around, you and the cameraman is over here in this little space. Why the hell do you have this mask on? But, you know, everybody got to do what they got to do for their own protection.
You wearing a mask yet?
Yeah, I done did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to it because I feel like I'm a prisoner. And I don't want to be, I'm not wearing a mask, because if everybody around me wearing a mask, I should be okay. Then you don't need one. Yeah. So that's my whole thing. I'm not being ignorant about it. I wash my hands all the time. I wear gloves when I touch mail, packages, stuff like that. I just, you know, I'm conscious about, you know, if I touch something that the public, you know, community property, I try to wash my hands as soon as possible. I'm not touching my face or anything like that, because the night, I had to run to Walmart to get some stuff. And it's like I held my breath the whole time I was in Walmart. I did not want to breathe in anything, and that shit almost killed me because I was in there. Like, I held my breath for a long time, and for, considering how much
Especially for a smoker.
Yeah, that was pretty damn good. So, it's like you said, it's getting frustrating. You know what I'm saying? Not really frustrating, because it's just like...
I mean, it's a lot. It's changing your everyday life. Like, shit, I don't even think about... I mean, even when I was out there having sex... I didn't think about protection as much as I think about, like, you got to have gloves, you got to have sanitizers, you got to have wipes, you got to have masks, you got to have... I mean, like, you starting to do so much stuff. It's like, this here is changing everything. Like, I like going shopping. I like hanging out in Walmart. Mm-hmm. I can't hang out in that place no more. Mm-hmm. Like, it's taking away a lot of the little things, and that's the problem. It's just like, people done gone from... saying God bless you to wanting to fight a nigga because you coughing and sneezing in the damn store. Yep. They don't even think about the fact that there's pollen outside. So that could be it. Everything is, as soon as you make a sound that sound like a sneeze or a cough, they think you got the virus. Mm. So you shouldn't even be outside. You know you got symptoms. Okay, but what about the niggas who asymptomatic that they ain't got no symptoms? So therefore, they out here passing along and you having good conversation with them because their voice clear and they ain't coughing and sneezing and carrying on. But they got the package, and they don't know, and they just a carrier. They just passing it along. So, ain't nobody safe at this point.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're just dealing with it. I mean, hope all y'all out there are dealing with it. I don't know how much longer we got to live like this, but hopefully, I think I used to not seeing sports. Like, I never thought I'd say that. Just, like, it's no sports. And I'm, like, my Saturdays and Sundays are just, like, weird, but I don't know. It feel like Kobe died every Sunday to me, because there ain't no sports on, and it was just, like, the world stopped, and it was just, like, the Kobe death. Every Sunday feel like Kobe died every Sunday, and it's crazy.
And that's sad.
I know, right? It's strange.
Yeah, very much so.
But, yeah, man, so like I said, I'm dealing with it fine. I'm coping with it. I have my ways of getting by. So, you know, my
escape. Nonetheless, thank God we can't have no more kids. Yeah. But nonetheless, I'm just saying, I would be pregnant for real right now.
Oh, Lord. That's what everybody's
for
saying.
For sure. I mean, but it's a fun thing. It's nice. It's a good time to have good fun, rekindle, whatever.
I mean, let's change the subject right now before she goes crazy.
I mean, I'm not going crazy. I'm just saying.
So... since we've been on quarantine for so long and you ain't been able to do anything, what's the first thing you're going to do when the coast is clear? What's the first thing
you're going to do? I think I'm staying home.
You staying home?
Yeah.
Okay, now, I'm saying when the coast is clear. Like when
It's got to be real clear for me, because the way I feel about it, I don't want none of that shit that's out there. Okay. I don't want the clothes out there. I don't want the food out there, because the shit is out of season. Everything out of season. The shit y'all done had laying on the shelves until you can open back up the store? I don't want that.
Okay, let's say this is 12 months from now, and everything is good to go, and you can go out and be free again. Where are you going? Hypothetically.
Hypothetically?
In a perfect utopian world, where are you going? Give me your first day. What's your first day out?
I'm just being real. I don't think I would want to go out, because everybody else is going to be out. But if you saying that everything is on the up and up, I mean, maybe I'll go to Dillard's and buy me a nice purse. But okay. I think that's what I would want to do.
You know what I would want to do?
Get high, that you've been doing every day.
Okay, and I will go to the Chinese buffet. And
that's what I won't do. I won't go to nobody buffet.
See, that's what I'm saying, a perfect world. Like, I would go to the Chinese buffet and eat my heart out. I'm talking about, I don't care if it's Lucy Ho's. I don't care if it's... what's another one I like? One in Savannah. The one I like, that one. Yeah, now you know the one down the street. Now I only get like three items from there: the cabbage, the shrimp, and the damn.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's it. I don't really eat from there. I stopped eating from their buffet. I was like, nah, this shit right here gonna kill me. Cause you know me, King Jern eat at all the ratchet Chinese places. If they ain't got the black menu board, I'm not fucking eating it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have that black menu board. You know what I'm saying? Just to let me know that you're official. And you know, I turn a blind eye to a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? In Chinese restaurants, but that's the one thing that I miss doing this whole Corona shit, man. Not eating Chinese food. And I know it's nothing probably wrong with the Chinese food. I just can't take a chance with it.
Yeah.
I just can't
take a chance with a lot of stuff.
I can't. You know what I'm saying? Not saying like it's just I don't want something to be on a box and a, you know, something on there like just, you know, they special seasoning got to come from this little the farmland in the Hanoi Valley or some shit like that and doing shit. I just can't take no chances, bro. Like they could be 100% clean and everything, but it just something, you know, I don't know. And it wouldn't be fair to keep going on and say something racist, but I mean,
the facts are facts. The shit started in China. I mean, and that's all we know. I mean, we don't know if they let it loose in China, and that's how it started over there. We don't know. Mm. But all I can tell you is, it sure took a month for my shit to get here. And when it got here, damn, what'd you call it? Postal man, he didn't know how to hand it to me. He was just, oh, you don't even have to sign for this. I was like, well, damn. What?
Sit it down then, my nigga.
Yeah, I mean, like, you ringing my doorbell. I'm coming to the door. You still standing there, so I'm just trying to see what we need to do. But, like I said, it's a change in everything now. Because, you look at people different. And then they got stuff online where people are saying that some people, that, you know what I'm saying, Asian people have gotten harassed and different stuff. I mean, and you can't go that far with it because some people ain't had nothing to do with this. I mean, I don't really think they did.
I didn't say they did, but we can't have too much sympathy.
I mean, why?
Because when this nigga shit, no nobody stand up for us.
I mean, nobody when ever stand being, up for when, us. When, but when niggas people, don't stand up for niggas.
When
so.
when people, yeah, we do. We stand up for ourselves.
No, they don't.
When people being racist towards niggas, don't nobody stand up and fight with us. Like, they be like, yo, that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? So now y'all catching y'all a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, rating, you know. Y'all
and
just
who got, doing it to them? White people. Yeah, white people
exactly, man. So shit. Y'all just, you see who the common enemy is. You know, next time when some shit pop off for us, we expect y'all to be there with us, okay? All right?
And that's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. So y'all stand in the frying pan to take this heat. That's how it be sometime. But yeah, man, so like I said, I hope, you know what I'm saying, we can get back to normal living. I know it's going to be forever changed. I don't see how we can go back to, like, sporting events and shit with the way we living now, just being this close to people.
Yeah.
You can't be crammed all in, you know what I'm saying, like, the back, like, it's going to change the whole dynamic
but
of everything.
But that's not cool. I mean, because you can't go to Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. You can't get that close to the people. Everybody got a little shield up in their face. Like.
And this should have been like
going,
this.
Yeah, it should have been like this.
It probably should have been like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Since we overcrowding and you too close to people, like, yeah, like, maybe it's going to change, you know. Like, strangers, stay away from me. Like, you know, if you don't know me.
I'm like, you could be a, you could still not be. I mean, you could be a stranger and still not be the problem.
True. So, I don't know, man. But I can't wait to get back to a normal day. That shit would be pretty dope, if I must say so myself.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to. I mean, just to go and give me some ice cream and chill and hang outside, go to the beach. I mean, I just want to do some regular stuff. It ain't
having
even
a cookout, have people over, you know, because you can't even like have gatherings now because.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit crazy. Like, family reunion. Like, this shit don't get settled by, like, we have to cancel family reunions and shit.
Yeah, family reunions. Ain't nobody having no family reunion.
Yeah, you got to cancel family reunion this year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything else done been canceled. Turn can't graduate.
Yep. So, yeah. This shit is fucked up. Like, damn. Corona about to take over the summer.
Yeah. I mean, and this is really not cool. Like, it's impacting everything.
Oh, y'all stood them damn brooms up. Fucked everything up.
Them brooms ain't have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, it is. They said the world ain't been the same since that girl fell off that pole.
Oh, y'all, hooker.
She's a strip. She's a dancer.
Same
an
thing.
Entertainer.
And she's selling what? Ass.
She's just,
ass.
Is she a sex worker? Would you call her a sex worker?
I guess. I don't call them anything, but If you say so.
So you don't respect the sex workers?
No.
Why not?
Because that's not something to respect.
Well, I mean, but it's a job. Somebody got to do it.
Okay. No, they don't. People should people should take their ass home to their people.
but if it's a market out there for it, why not?
It's a market out there for some of everything.
Yeah.
So just because it's a market out there don't mean nothing. That mean that people ought to be smoking meth. No, they shouldn't.
But since people do smoke meth,
no, they shouldn't.
If you knew how to make it and you could, you know, sell it, why not? Okay. If that's all you could do.
Okay.
So if that's all you could do, you wouldn't do that?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not something that's productive.
Let's say you wasn't in the position that you were in. You wouldn't have raised with the more fibers and everything like that. You wouldn't consider like, yo, I can turn tricks and make this much money, and you know.
I'm fat, so I wouldn't.
It wouldn't matter. It's a market for everything.
No, that's not me. Because I got to live with myself. I don't want to be. I mean, it's shit I done did now that I don't want to know that I did.
You looking at it from your moral stance now? I'm talking about
my moral stance when I was a young person.
But you gotta understand, you had good roots. You had good roots.
It's the fact that I don't want to look at myself and know that I did that.
Okay.
For money, because the niggas who I done been in the strip clubs before. The niggas who out there, most of them, they throwing the money at you. They throwing the shit in your face. They treating you like you ain't shit. So why would I want to live like that? I wouldn't want nobody to subject me to that type of treatment just so I could pay my bills.
Mm.
That, to me, that's not enough. It's not enough. You couldn't pay me enough money to throw money at me, waste liquor on me, tell me, bitch, get up the pole, do this, do that. And I'm supposed to just do it your every will, make your fantasy come true. And you just treat me like a trash. Mm. Like, no. And then I'm supposed to smile at you when you're doing it. Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You like it when I do it like that. And this is, child, please, if you don't get your crazy ass away from me, you just couldn't. I mean, I don't think that's okay. Like, I mean, for me, I just feel like people should be given some type of trade. If you feel like, I mean, that's what you want to do for your man, you're doing something romantic, kind of dancing, blah, 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 that's fine. That's at the house. But you talking about to make a job of that? No, that ain't nothing to do. But... like you say, that's what people like.
What about, would you be a cam girl or something like that?
What is that?
Like, you know, you're doing it, like, you just being, like, taking pictures on your phone and computer and stuff and putting them online or whatever. You couldn't do that? What about those girls?
I mean, they still nasty because you're doing it for the public. But if somebody got a hold of my phone, they might be camming me, too.
But I'm just saying, like...
I just don't feel like it's...
Niggas would pay monthly.
Niggas should pay their women. And that's the thing. A nigga probably won't pay the damn light bill at the house they living in.
Mm.
But you paying a bitch to pull her clothes off through a screen, or even if you was going to the strip club, you would be done spent them same $200 in there. I bet a whole lot of women would dance for their men if you was giving me a couple of extra dollars. What the hell would be the problem? I wouldn't care. Shit, and then I actually like you. You could throw your dick in my face. Mm. But shit, some random nigga... I'm finna just let him do whatever just cause he threw a couple of dollars out here at me. Come on, man. That don't make no sense. And so men could take this thing and turn it around by not even doing that. That ain't even necessary.
But so you don't think that so women, you know, now with women being more empowered and doing what they call their own shots, they feel like, how do you feel about the women that promote that lifestyle?
They have been brainwashed. It's just that simple. Because people want to say, oh, you know, I got all the power because I'm calling the shots and the man giving me all this money and I'm living in this type of house. And I mean, you know, my kids are able to go to this type of school and this, that, and the third, but your mama is a whore. Like, it doesn't change. You know what I'm saying? You are a high-priced piece of ass, but you don't have anything. You got something that's tangible. So you think that that's better than somebody else. Okay, if you want to get a prize for saying that you were able to market your pussy, then yes, you get an award for that if that's the thing. Mm. But to say that that's something that should be admired, no. Because, yeah, you claim that the work you did is hard or whatever, whatever. Everybody ain't cut out to do that because it ain't something that nobody really supposed to be doing.
Mm.
Because to me, it's just like, that's not something that... It really don't take a skill. Like, you have to be one of the lowest people on the earth for you to think that this is all I'm good for. And then you smile about it, and then you make yourself feel good about it.
What if you're really good at it?
You could be really good at it. Mm-hmm. You could.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, it's not something that is to be admired simply because it degrades women. So when you got people, when like you say, it's a market for that, right?
Yeah.
So that means that you have allowed somebody's sickness to become their fetish, their whatever, has now become something that you know you can make money at, feeding their sickness. So to me, that's just as bad as somebody who's a doctor allowing you to do whatever that's causing your ailment to continue to fester. I'm going to keep giving you, instead of me giving you the medicine that'll help you to get better, I'm going to keep bringing you the food that you know that's going to kill them. I'm going to keep feeding you this poison because I don't really care nothing about you. So it's just a cycle that keeps happening because it needs to be stopped. Like, if you got men who say that, oh, because they want to feel good about themselves, because I got money, I can make this woman do whatever, because that's what it is. It's a mind game. You thinking that she just jumping around, running through hoops to get your dollars. So because you got this money, you got this status, you got this influence, you can control this woman, if only for 10 minutes. Lady, in your mind, you justify it or rationalize it because of the fact that this nigga giving me this money, I can live in this nice house, I can do what I do. It don't mean nothing to me. He ain't having sex with me. I'm just shaking my ass. He might throw the money at me hard, whatever. He might be slapping on my ass. But hey, I get to go home, take a shower. It's whatever. So, to me, it's never going to be something that I think is a glamorous life or something that they should be doing. It's not cute at all. I mean, because at the end of the day, most of these women have kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a job you would ever want to tell your child you do.
Most of them don't tell the kids they do that.
So, if you got to hide anything, that tell you, that's your answer right now. If I can't, you can say what you want to say in front of people. But if you shame on what you do in front of your kids, that ain't no shit you ought to be doing. You ain't got to ask nobody whether I should do it or not. If I can't do it in front of my kids and be proud to know that my kids gonna know what I'm doing, it's some shit you shouldn't be doing.
Mm. Well, Queen Germ, you heard it from the ladies right here. Stop degrading women. Stop going to the strip clubs. Stop giving in to sex workers. You know, so make these ladies go out and get an honest job.
And y'all stop being hoes. Shit, that's what the problem is.
Cut the market out.
Niggas want to run around here and try to act like that shit is okay.
Cut down the demand. Then they'll cut down the supply. You know? But it's a lot of niggas out there can't get it. And it's a whole lot easier for them to fantasize about.
And a nigga can get it. That tell you that a nigga ain't got no game. I know broke niggas right now pulling bras left and right. Because you got game and ain't got shit else.
Hey.
But you can sell a nigga a dream. But when you ain't got no damn game, you got to pull stunts like this. You got to roll up in the big car with the rims and throwing your money out the window because you ain't got shit. So so that's the thing. Teach these niggas to get some game about themselves. You can have anybody you want. I done seen all kind of people together. If I had known back then what I know now, I might have set my bar a little higher, made you do some stuff.
Wow.
Shit.
Wow.
I'm like, shoot. Wow. I thought some of them... Shit. I see some people together, and I'm just like, well, damn, it sure shouldn't. It sure as hell what it looks.
Sheesh. Did you hear that, people? Good gracious.
I'm just saying.
Wow. Ugh.
Don't cash your chips in too early, people. That's the moral of the story. Shit, hold on. They say, you got to know when to walk away, know when to hide.
Wow. Well. Let's go ahead and get into TV talk. TV talk. Well, I'm going to go ahead and start with Ozark Season 3. It came out Friday. I finished it. Ozark was pretty damn good this season, man.
What's about?
Ozark is about Marty and Wendy Bird. They lived in Chicago. They were like investments or whatever like that, but some shit went wrong, and so they ran off to the Ozarks. That's in Arkansas, and they got mixed up with the wrong crowd, and they had to start laundering money for the Mexican drug cartel. And so basically them laundering money, they having to open up all these little shell businesses to wash the money, to turn their dirty money into clean money, and it's just the adventures of them doing this in this small little town, and it's pretty damn good. It's on Netflix. I'm not going to spoil season 3 because we know we got a lot of people haven't seen it, But I'm definitely going to tell you, it's definitely is worth a watch. First two episodes kind of slow, then it picks up in the third, and then it goes off from the third to the tenth. It's pretty damn good. So check out Ozark on Netflix, man. Not going to spoil it, just tell you to watch it. Also watching 60 Days In. Well, we had one contestant leave already. He complained about his neck hurting and shit. He couldn't sleep because he had some kind of injury and some surgery, and he couldn't sleep on a prison bed. So he tapped out already. Tony's in there. He's running the shit. Champagne was an interesting character this week. Him and Tony got into it about how many items Champagne owed him, and so that was pretty funny the way that went down. But they ain't throw no hands or nothing. And on the girl side, I think her name is Veronica or Vanessa. Vanessa, I said her name wrong last time. She got moved into a room with like two of the goddamn toughest motherfuckers in the jail, and she's scared. So it looked like she might be ready to go home because these girls are questioning her. They not buying her story and making her feel real uncomfortable. And she knows there's a shank in the room, and the bitch said, "I will shank a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck." You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she said, "I'd decapitate." Like, she was talking that shit. And you know what I'm saying? So, Vanessa's scared. So, look for her to tap out real soon. So, please watch 60 Days In on A&E. I think it comes on Thursday nights. Better Call Saul, going along pretty damn good. You know, it's slow. It's Breaking Bad slow. The tempo is, so it's not a lot of action, but it's a lot to unpack in episodes. So I do recommend Better Call Saul. That's on AMC, and I think that comes on Mondays. Ratchet TV, I watched the Love & Hip Hop Miami reunion, and the Miami crew is the most gangster crew out there. I mean, it was about to be 3-4 fights. They was just out there talking shit about each other, just lighting niggas' ass up. And the shit was crazy, so that's all for Ratchet TV. I'm going to go in. I do watch Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, and the storylines this year are kind of crazy. Because there is, like, still the same shit. Mama D and Scrappy, when Bam Mama arguing, so it's just a mess on that end. So that's all for TV Talk this week. Got some good shows you need me to watch? Hit me up. Let me know in the comments, man. Well, it's that time of the show. Let's see what we do.
Song of the week.
Song of the week time. Do you have a song of the week, Queen Drew?
Yes, I have a song of the week.
And what song would that be, ma'am?
It's going to have to be one of Adele's songs because, you know, y'all done drug her, opened the show with her, and people trying to rob you, girl. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? We got a plan for that. It's going to have to be one of my faves. Exercise song, Rolling in the Deep. Me and the kids, we really like the song. So.
Yeah, she rolling in the deep right now.
Yeah, she gonna be rolling in the deep because she ain't got to worry about it because the same way, like the Bible said, done stole from her. What the devil done stole, she gonna get it back. So she gonna give him 171. Before you know it, she gonna be worth $700 million. That's how fine. We gonna flip that. We just gonna flip fine. It just that good.
I'll be still happy with my $170 million.
No, he won't. No, he won't. He won't be satisfied because if you a nigga and you taking that kind of money from some woman that's supposed to have been the love of your life, y'all had a baby together and everything, you ain't no type of man. When you stand there and you get that woman money, you ain't going to be satisfied because all you wanted was her money.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, I wanted you.
No, you didn't.
But since I can't have you, I take your money.
No. And see, and that's when you got
that. That'll remind me of you. Every time I look at that account, uh-huh. That'll remind me of you, and I'm still with you.
She didn't want to leave him.
Hey.
So that means he got something else going on, and I'm not going to fund whatever that is you got going on.
But she up there hanging out, going with rappers and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
He couldn't keep up, apparently.
Oh, well, that's what the $170 million going to pay for.
Okay, like I said, and she gonna have plenty more million. Mm-hmm. So she fine. Playing nice, because like I said, your ass will be dead.
No, I will.
Okay, like I said, Play the Music, Be Easy, Rolling in the Deep by Adele. All
right, man. Well, my song of the week, man, I'm going with the West Coast. This week, man, I was listening to Spotify this week, and I came across Snoop Dogg and his group, the Eastsiders, and I want to hear G'd Up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Because if it ain't a Chronic, don't blaze it up. That's what Snoop said in that song. So That's what we got. Eastside is G'd up and Adele and rolling in the deep. Up with Snoop, isn't? What's wrong with Snoop?
And he was supposed to be playing over somebody's child.
No. No.
I mean, she's not a child, but everybody belongs to somebody. The girl who
Steve Harvey's daughter?
No, I'm talking about the young lady who said that he was snorting powder off of her and he gave her money and all this other stuff. She's she probably in her 20s. She ain't no illegal person.
I don't know nothing about that.
And then he tried to make it seem like people clout chasing and all that.
Look that up on the music break and we'll address that when we come right back, all right? All right. Well, that's a Procast music break. We'll be right back in a minute. And remember, if you listen to this on YouTube, you about to miss all the music. So listen to the show on a DSP. So we'll be right back. Procast 399.
I bang with the gang that don't need no intro. We run from East Long Beach to West South Central. Credentials to kick flows and rip shows. Dip foes and pimp hoes while the end don't blow. You know that West Coast low mentality. Focused on reality but living in a whole nother galaxy. We keep it straight, horrible, guard the spot. Bang and snatch chains in the parking lot. Don't matter, it still be fine hoes to gather. Pick about the thickest bitch and I got to have her. It's routine to cool clean, let's hit the show. You know we all fucking once they glimpse the pole. Grip the satin in my hand, pack the gat on my lap. Cause it's hating when you're skating and your pockets is fat. Right. Don't act for a minute like your ass surprised. Just recognize the real way the gangsters ride. If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the funk. So all the real niggas stay gangstered up. We making paper suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the funk. Keep it real, motherfuckers, stay gangstered up.
It's going down, motherfuckers. Like that, sound like Battle Cat. Been upstairs with Zach. And the knocking don't stop. I hope nobody don't call the cops. It don't stop. The beat to make it pop lock. Not better yet, cause the shit'll keep your Glock cocked. You think I'm tripping? Fool, I ain't bullshitting. You better read up on the shit to keep the ladies non-fiction. Watch out for the friction. This West Coast on mine, and fuck anybody dissing, nigga. Listen, doghouse style, cause I'm a gangster crib. See, walking, holding on the extra clip. Now you wanna be a friend, but you gon' make me unload and slap the other clip in below. You wanna go toe to toe, set my pistol down on the ground, on the pound, nigga, hell no.
I'm not staying gangster up, cause it just lives in me. And when I've seen enough, I guess that's when I'll be somebody. Once they ever really see, nigga, don't speak on me. Won't stop, so let me be.
Yeah.
We
all
from the street, somebody.
I'm a Long Beach, Eastside, mad ass lunatic, gang bang, slap a bitch nigga out to get a grip. On the grind, getting mine, ask the homies on the 920. You know, we still on niggas who talk bitch shit. Real niggas feel this, let's get rich. Under the sun, with the young 2-1s, TLCs, and all the DPGs. Down for whatever, whoever wanna see me now. You're looking like me, I guess you wanna be me now. It take a whole lot to be Snoop Deagle Dub. You gotta put it down and always stay G'd up. All-star shoes with the G apparel. If I fall in the club, I might bust a pair of Stacey Abs. You never catch me looking R&B. I might be in a three-piece suit looking way OG. Blazing the apps with the homie Cat. A rough dog, cause I love putting hustlers on the map. I keep it gangster for show though, low. And always got the motherfucking dodo smoke. For all my lokes and kin folks, this is for y'all. Let me hit something, dog. Beware my click. We hopping and dropping. Nothing but the gangster shit. If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. For all my real niggas, stay gangsted up. We making paper suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. Keep it real, motherfucker, stay gangsted up. Gangsters, doghouse. Something for the 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Trade E, Goldie Low. Yeah. My nigga Battle Cat on the beat.
For sure.
Busters for life.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
West side. Yeah. You can't spell the West without the ES. Oh yeah. We connecting, y'all. That's how we do it.
Do it to him.
Do it to him. And we out.
See ya.
get me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark.
HBCU confession time. Let's see what we have this week. And like I said, people, this is straight from the HBCU Confessions Twitter. We just pick one every week, one that we like, that we think that would be a nice, cool topic. So please go follow them on Twitter, if you will. And, you know, you might can help us. See, you can suggest the ones. If you see them, send them in to at Frocast or at KingGerm1 and we'll get it. So, this confession says, my friends are always trying to make me feel bad for fucking my professors for a better grade. But hey, I'm graduating summa cum laude now. I'm just using what I got to get what I want. I'm sure many of you can relate, right? Anonymous. No school wanted to claim this one. So, should she feel bad about graduating?
Yeah. I mean, you ain't graduated summa cum laude because, shit, you ain't made them grades.
She graduated, summa cum laude.
Yeah, that's about it. That is, that's exactly what it is.
Summa cum laude.
And my thing is about them type of things, even that, you know what I'm saying, people do that at jobs and different places. That's a part of the game that you got to play if that's what you feel those are the cards that you was dealt. But to me, it none of that is respectable. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, people can say whatever. Okay, yeah, you could become friends with somebody and not having sex with them. You still moving up and don't deserve it. But when you got to belittle yourself, somebody got one up on you, they done bust a nut, they done did their thing with you, it's never no coming back from that. Like, we could play golf together. We could go out to eat together. If I don't fuck with you no more, I don't fuck with you no more. But you talking about we done fuck. It ain't no going back. Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't erase that. So, to me, nah. And, I mean, I done been to school a large portion of my life. Never had to have sex for a grade. Never. I took my L's. I did whatever. I mean, hey, if I got to take a class over, hell, I got to take a class over. But ain't nobody even approached me like that. Now, I had teachers that looked at my titties the wrong type of way, so I knew what it was, but I wasn't going to do nothing, and they wasn't going to do nothing but look, so let you get your eyes full and keep it moving. But it wasn't nothing where I felt like, oh, I'm going to go in here, and I got to do da-da-da-da, so Dr. So-and-so will give me this grade. That ain't my thing. But, you know, being a kind of young professor, it's some stuff people will offer you. Because they think that, oh, because you still young, you might want to. And I'm just like, no, I'm good.
So you telling me young boys have propositioned themselves to you?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Like, what would they say?
I mean, like, I've had people offer. I mean, like, they'll say stuff like, you don't mind. I mean, you know, I wash your car. And, you know, of course, you insinuate some other little stuff. You're like, yeah, because, you know, I don't mind getting in the tight spots or the da-da-da-da. Oh, or somebody say, you know what I'm saying? It'll start off as a regular type of chore, and then you will insinuate whatever extra whatever you want to say. Then I had somebody just straight up say they want to take me on a date when they graduated. So,
oh, my gosh.
It's been a variety of different things, but it's like, Jesus. Nah, I'm good.
These little young niggas. Anyway, keep it 100 time. Do we both do keep it 100s?
Yeah. I mean, who do you think you are?
My bad. I couldn't remember. Man, I had a
plan. I mean, there's been times where I don't have one, but I have one.
Do you have a keep it 100 this week?
Yes. My keep it 100 is work and home is home. And when this thing here over, I think I need some additional pay.
100.
Because this is violating my safe space. Like, home is my sanctuary. Mm-hmm. When I'm at work, I like to work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and if I ain't working, it is what it is. I'm on the clock. But when I come home and I see this facility, this is like, it's a tranquil spirit that comes over me. I am at peace. When I am on Zoom calls and somebody asking me, can you show your video? Can you show yourself? No, the hell I can't. I have on a bonnet right now. Like, no, that's the reason why the damn picture up there, that's from the website. That's why the fuck that's up there. Because I'm not visible right now. I can't do this. So I'm here. If you have a question, I will respond. But don't ask me to start my video, nigga. I can't do that today. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to give my input. Do you have a question? No question? Okay, then no. My mic is muted and everything. I don't like that shit. Like, you trying to work me harder than you did. You didn't come down to my damn office every day and knock on my fucking door. You didn't do that. So why now we having these 2-hour meetings when we used to have meetings? Y'all used to feed us shit. I mean, now you just got me on the phone for 2 hours talking about bullshit. So I'm just like, This is harassment. And jobs can say whatever they want. They want to nickel and dime you. They want to see that you're doing this and this from this time, this and this from that time. They want to account for all your hours. But administration been getting free checks for years. Y'all ain't been doing shit for y'all checks. Now you want to harass me because now I'm home. You feel like I ain't doing no damn work. That's just not cool. So we got to rework this thing. And people talking about long-term working from home, they gonna have to give me some money enough so that I can get a place that's big enough that I can have my home office. Everybody don't have a home office. Every room in this house is occupied. So I can't sit at the table and I got a kid over here trying to do their schoolwork because they out of school. I'm trying to do work. The dog barking on the sofa. That shit ain't what you want. Professionalism. You know what I'm saying? You say it's not professional for me to come to work with my bonnet on, right? But I'm home. I should be able to wear my bonnet. So you got to give and take. You see what I'm saying? So it's some of this stuff right here that you just can't do. Because coming to work in your pajamas is not professional, right? But if I'm home, I should be able to be in my pajamas. So you can't have it both ways. Pick a side. So you taking, you forcing the job to now be in my home, but you want me to do the stuff that I would do at work. So now if I'm going to do the work part, I ain't dressing up.
Hey.
I ain't dressing up. So y'all going to get the still picture. You going to get the live voice if you need to ask me a question or I need a comment. And everything else is going to be off because I'm not doing it.
She ain't doing it.
I'm not.
We just got a new Patreon. Just fell through. Shout out to Devon Chestnut. So shout out to Devon Chestnut.
Okay.
Our latest Patreon just joined just now as Queen Jern was going on her epic
Don't do
100
that.
Rant.
Don't do that.
Well, my Keep It 100, man, say this with a heavy heart. Ain't gonna be no football, bill.
100.
I mean, I know Trump out there saying it's gonna be football. I know they having the NFL draft and people getting traded to teams and all this great stuff happening. But if we don't get a wrap on this shit right here, ain't gonna be no motherfucking football, man. Everything getting canceled. Football need to get canceled. We can't have football because we're not gonna take this damn shit seriously.
Mm-mm.
If we have football, we're not gonna take this corona shit seriously. Man, I promise you, man. We're gonna be packed in that stadium and the shit gonna go right back up in the new flu season and it's gonna get worse. So we don't need no football.
It's not fair though.
It's not fair. It's not fair at all. It's not fair. I agree with you 100%. But it ain't gonna be no football, so I know the crime rate gonna really go up. When the damn football, we ain't have no football this year. People don't have nothing to do. No football season. Oh my God, we gonna see the ugliness of America. Ray Lewis warned us. Did you ever see the video?
No.
Oh man.
Watch how much evil, which we call a crime. Watch how much crime picks up if you take away our game.
Why do you think that would happen?
There's nothing else to do, Sal.
And but yeah, so that's my Keep 100. No football this year. Y'all just go ahead, batten down the hatches, and be ready to deal with it. So we ain't gonna be able to hate on the Cowboys this year.
It wouldn't have been nothing to hate on. We was gonna dominate.
No, you see, that's typical Cowboy fan. They just say all kind of wild shit.
Whatever, the shit is the truth.
How'd y'all do last year?
Oh, it don't matter. Oh, every year is a new year. That's the thing, you don't understand.
You didn't make the playoffs.
See what I'm saying? Niggas be talking about old shit. This 2020.
No, exactly.
Yeah, I bet y'all wish y'all could stay in 2019 with all the bullshit that's going on.
You damn right.
Talking about 2020 was supposed to be the year. Everybody was turning up, bringing in the new year. This shit was supposed to be live. And this shit is horrible.
Killed us.
Horrible.
Killed us.
Let's hope it doesn't.
I mean, oh my gosh.
This shit. It'll bring you down, but mental health is real. And you got to look out for, check on your friends. Check on the people that ain't got nobody living with them. And this shit here is real.
So I found a video.
I don't think the people want to hear that.
I don't know. We ain't going to hear it right now. So after Keep It 100, what we got?
We got winners and losers, nigga.
Do you have any winners or losers this
Yes,
week?
I do. Who my winners are got to be these niggas making these motherfucking masks out here.
Winner.
Y'all done got so creative with the shit. If y'all ain't making them right now, y'all ain't helping the people because all it's doing is serving as a reminder that you ain't supposed to touch your nose and your mouth because the shits don't have the right material. It ain't filtering the air like it's supposed to. Some people done got it creative. They got the HEPA filter in the middle of the thing. They got the flannel or whatever. They got another piece of something in between the decorative, you know what I'm saying, outer covering of the mask. Some of y'all is selling masks for like $25. And the mask is not, the material is not that expensive.
Ooh.
So when a nigga is out here buying a cute mask, I hope that shit is put together well so I can wash it every day because I don't need shit falling apart behind $25 for a mask when I got a box of masks that I purchased from Walmart before the shit got hot. They probably was $5 for 25. So you know, just looking at that, that's five for $1.20, and you out here done spent $25 for one mask just because it got your favorite color or Hello Kitty or some shit on the front of it. And your ass is paying $25 for one mask. So the people who winning, these niggas who got them a nice sewing machine and some fabric right now, because a motherfucker will put anything on their face at this point.
Hey, people got a lot of time on their hands.
Yes, they putting bras, t-shirts, whatever the fuck they got. They washing that shit. They sewing it up.
Somebody shot him some money for the mask today. Boy, he got some money for one today.
Okay.
I said, see, man, don't even tell your wife about that money, man.
That's your money.
I said, just keep that in there. I said,
yeah. And he going to go back home and tell her.
Yep.
He going to be so excited to report back. Mm-hmm. That nigga, they...
She going to snatch the money right out of his hand, like, give me the hair.
Exactly. And he done bought the damn material. She ain't had shit. Yeah, if nothing else, I had to take my proceeds off of it. Okay, you got to pay for supplies first.
Shout out to El Lobo. My winner is all y'all people on unemployment, man.
Winner.
Because it looks like y'all going to be starting to get a whole lot more money to be on unemployment. Let me tell y'all something. When I was on unemployment, I was getting like $212 a week. $212 fucking dollars. Why? Because the state, the limit was $250, and I ain't know. And I went ahead and took taxes out of mine like a dumbass. But from now, I'm hearing people about to be getting like $600, $700, $800 a week.
Ain't no way.
Yes. The government okayed them to get $600 plus what they was already getting. So motherfuckers on unemployment about to be getting $800 until like the end of July for the next 4 months, they said. Nigga, it pays more to be unemployed right now.
Yeah, because that's what, and that was somebody was saying, like Hobby Lobby was telling their employees to go on and file for unemployment because they were making more. They would make more money getting unemployment than they would even make working.
Yes.
So it's like, why would you be mad right now?
Exactly. You getting $800 a week? You ain't getting that much when you was working.
Yeah, that's the bomb right there.
So y'all my winners this week, man. And then people, they said they doubling up on the food stamps.
Yep, they doubling up on the food stamps. I need to go in and catch me some.
So shout out to all y'all people. You know what I'm saying?
Holler at me.
You know what I mean? We ain't above buying a couple stamps. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
We're just joking. That was a joke. That was a joke.
Yeah, don't call. If anybody heard that, that was a joke.
That was a
joke.
Yeah. We're just playing. We're just playing. Uh-huh. It's podcast talk. We're just talking.
Just
come
podcast
on.
Talk.
Yes. But losers, you got any losers?
Yes. Right now, our milk industry dairy products is really losing.
Loser.
Because when you think about it, now they done put out a report. It's like almost as if they just wasted milk, dairy products, and all of that. Because schools have been closed. So that was like a major...
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, schools all over the U.S.
Yes.
Everybody closed. So all them damn little cartons of milk, that shit is just sitting somewhere. The shit is not moving. Then you got, you know what I'm saying, so many people who use cheese and dairy products and stuff like that, but that's a lot of stuff who buy large bulk for restaurants and stuff. Restaurants ain't really doing nothing because people ain't going out, but, you know, they're getting a little carry out. So that's like dropping in half the amount of people who was normally getting it. So it's like the dairy industry is like really suffering and they are losing a whole lot of money when this is the time of year that they were mass producing, because this is when like the cows were ready to do a lot of, you know what I'm saying, their little mating and whatever milking process. So it's like now they got a whole bunch of milk they just got to dump because it ain't got nowhere to go. Other countries even bought milk from the U.S. dairy people. They ain't buying shit no more. So it was like... It's all fucked up. Corona is fucking up everything.
Yeah, but just give that milk away.
I mean, they're going to have to do something with the shit because it's just there.
Yeah, you have to give it away.
And all you, I mean, we already know that shit there don't last long, so.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Losing money left and right. Everybody losing money just being hit hard.
Damn, man. Shout out to the dairy industry, man. Fuck, man. Well, my loser is Illinois' mayor sends police to break up parties. They found his wife at one of them.
Loser.
Oh.
Man. So the Alton, Illinois mayor said his wife showed a stunning lack of judgment in violating stay-at-home orders intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The mayor of a small city in Illinois warned citizens that he had ordered police to break up parties and issue citations to enforce the state's stay-at-home orders that are meant to slow the coronavirus pandemic. But when the officers... did so, they found his wife in one such gathering. Wow.
At least she wasn't all tooted and booted.
So listen, man, you're my loser for being a hater. You breaking up parties just because your wife out there thotting, man. You got to let her thot, man. If she want to thot, let her thot, bro.
You think so?
You can't hold her down, man. If that's what she want to do, let her do it, man. So you my loser, man. Mayor of a small Illinois town. What's his name? Brent Walker. Wow, so you're my loser. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, it's just the alerts come on. For
yeah, but your phone should be off.
I have my AirPod in, so
okay.
To keep all the
right
noise down. Well, it's that time of the show, man. Do you want to hear the Ray Lewis thing real quick?
I told you we would listen to that after the show, but if you want to hear me.
Well, okay, we'll listen to it after the show.
Thank you.
So it's that time of the show, man. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Poach, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
So who is this Front Poach?
It's a little they're not a podcast, so they just be on Facebook Live, but they from Savannah too.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a husband and wife.
Just checking.
It's a husband and wife team, and they cut up on them, but they from Savannah.
Okay, I got you. So shout out to them. Shout out to the Front Poach. You know what I'm saying? My shout outs go to something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Rule of Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, Jay Williams, Peppy J from B More, Steph from B More, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Amazing App, Dragon Lady, The Good Brother 12 Cal, 12 Cal Podcast. Shout out to him. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive, everybody in Dr. Abrasive crew. That would be Dr. Cam, that disrespectful motherfucker MJ. K-Law, the truck driver, man. Go over there, check out Dr. Abrasive, see what he got going on. Let's see who else. Shout out to all the podcasts that fuck with us, man. You know, something like Humbly Arrogant Show, Two Smart Dummies, Hot Box Podcast, shit, man. Any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, man. Shout out to y'all. Anybody else, man. Shout out to Sleazy. Shout out to Filthy. Shout out to who else listens to the show, man. Anybody else, man. Fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Well, rate your show. What'd you give it?
I give it a 9.3.
9.3. I give it a 9.2. You know what I'm saying? Just to keep it, you know, the numbers halfway consistent. Y'all, this is episode 399, which means episode what is coming up?
400.
So episode 400, what we're going to do, man, we're just going to kind of freestyle the show. We're going to call a lot of our friends and put them on the spot, ask them, you know, kind of weird questions and, you know, just have fun. You know, might be some drinks involved. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But we're going to have fun episode 400. So, you know, next, you know, just kind of like a celebration. You know what I'm saying? A celebration. So, don't forget, call the voicemail 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar. Don't forget to share it, retweet it, reblog it. And that's it, man. It's your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com